Bensington Society. Rather belatedly, but it's the earliest opportunity for me to wish everyone a happy and healthy 2025. I say healthy, as at the time of writing, I know of several people who are suffering with the dreaded norovirus, and I do mean dreaded. The Government Centre for Disease Control has good advice on prevention and treatment on the Government Norovirus website. The key, begin to wash hands regularly, antibacterial hand wash is insufficient on its own, and if you are infected, stay hydrated. Further advice is that you are still able to pass it on up to 2 weeks after your symptoms have disappeared. Now to more pleasant subjects. As usual, we have had our January meeting on the 31st, by the time that most of you read this, and hopefully enjoyed the talk, The Blue Plaques of Oxfordshire, given by Robert Evans, chair of the Oxfordshire Blue Plaques Scheme. The February meeting on the 28th is the most significant of the year, being our AGM for the year 2024. All relevant papers and notices will be sent out in time for all paid-up members to nominate committee members and propose resolutions, along with instructions on how to do so. Don't forget that the start time is 7 p.m, not 7:30, to allow for the AGM. Following the AGM, the talk will be A Town Called Wallingford by author Peter Adamson, taken from his book of the same name. Sounds fascinating. A Town Called Wallingford is a tribute to a town with stories to tell. Stories of Alfred the Great and William the Conqueror, but also of state-of-the-art technologies and internationally important enterprises. Stories of the blacksmith's son who rose to be the greatest mathematician of the age, and of the failed barrister who became one of the most influential people ever born in these islands. Stories of a great castle that gave England the Plantagenets and the Tudors, and of a heroic sacrifice that prevented a 20th century tragedy. Stories of the four sisters who overcame Victorian prejudice to become Royal Academy artists, and of the world's best-selling novelist who found herself scorned by the critics. Plus, the first in-depth investigation into an extraordinary rumour that has lingered on in the town for the last 200 years. Another more pleasant subject is the development of the village archive. Thanks to the volunteers from our history group who manage the village archive, and thanks to the parish council who have given it a home in the community hall, good progress has been made in cataloguing and scanning, where possible, more than 2,500 items, the building a base of the built and social history of our village, which in the future will be a key resource for both private and academic research. For more information, visit their website, bensingtonhistory.org/. Enjoy the year ahead. David McGill.